Welcome back to the 2020 Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Keith, and today we're going, I think, right here in Los Angeles. I'm not sure where this fine young actress lives. I don't know if she's 5, I don't know if she's 6, but she's definitely under 7. I was helping a friend of mine out. She had a talented young child. She was 4 years old. Her name was Sophia. So I went with them to their first audition. And there's another young actress there. Her name was Aubrey. Outgoing, beautiful personality. And I was thinking, wow, I had just started my podcast. And I'd say, I'd like to have your daughter on my show. I gave the mom the information. And maybe I said it wrong. So a year later, I guess she kept hearing about the show. She goes, hey, remember me and my daughter, Aubrey? I would love to get her on your show. And I said, I would love to have her. Why don't we just give Aubrey a call? I'm not going to say too much about her, but let's just say she's a little girl with a big dream. So let's call Aubrey Marie Scott and let's see what she has to offer you. And here we go.
Hello?
Hello? Is this Aubrey?
Yes, it is.
It's Johnny Keith from Actors 2020 Podcast. How are you?
Good. How are you?
So I went to your YouTube channel last night. You made me pretty hungry with all that cooking.
I was cooking. I do this cooking show. I started it when I was 3.
Hi, my name is Aubrey and I have a new cooking show for you. It's called Aubrey's Kitchen. Come check it out.
It's so great. I mean, you made so many amazing meals. Like, what was it? The thumbprint Christmas cookies?
Welcome to Aubrey's Bakery. Today, I'm going to show you how to make Christmas cookies called thumbprint in my great-granny's recipe.
The honey walnut salmon? I'm actually going to try to make that. I'm going to have to go back and watch your video and do it.
That looks delicious.
Now it's time to chow down.
And I'm like, wait a minute. She has her own cooking show at 3 years old? It was produced really well.
Thank you.
What made you want to get into this acting business in the first place?
I just really love it.
Yeah, but is there anybody out there that say, hey, I want to do that. I want to be like her.
I really, really, really want to be like Sky Jackson.
That's awesome. So that's the one person you look up to, right?
Yes.
Hey, did you have fun doing that music video, Dat Kid Maddie?
Yes.
Yeah, that was great. I watched that video last night.
And I have my own music video. It's called Big Dreams.
I love that as well. I was going to get to that. Did you write that song?
Yes.
Right, but Big Dreams is pretty well produced because you did 2 versions of it. One of them with all the pictures and all the pictures match up to what the words said. And then you actually went and did a longer version of it where you did the acting and did the music video.
Yeah.
Hey, so you have 2 Instagram accounts. So tell me about the Happy Birthday Instagram account and how that came about.
I just thank people to make them happy, to make their day.
Happy, happy birthday. It's a special day today. Happy, happy birthday. What more can I say? Hey, happy birthday. Have a great day.
I couldn't even go through them all. It was so many of them.
Yeah, there's so many. It's only been there for 10 months because we have to do them like daily. Well, we have about 3 million views.
Oh, wow. That's pretty good. Let's say a casting person's listening to this right now and they wanted to hire you for a role. Tell me why they should hire you.
Because I am such a good actress. I can cry on cue without any training.
What else?
I can read the script and memorize it in like 2 or 3 takes. I can sing.
Do you want to sing something for us?
I would love to sing that big dream.
Okay.
Just a little girl with a big dream. Maybe one day I can make it to the big screen. Maybe I can shine bright like the North Star. Maybe I can be the one to warm your heart. I wanna dance, I wanna sing, I wanna fly and see everything. All the different colors so beautiful. Wanna swim deep in the ocean. I have a best friend like Aladdin. We'll take a rocket ship up to Saturn. I fit the space suit I imagine.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So you think you're gonna make it to the big screen one day?
Yes.
So how do you get your acting work? Is it your mom that does it and she just tells you that you have an audition, or do you have an agent?
I have an agent and a manager. The agent and manager tell the mom and then the mom tells me.
That's great. So how old are you?
6.
Okay, you're 6. I thought you were 5, so you're a year older.
Yeah. I also have 2 more songs.
What are they about? Are they online anywhere?
No, not yet. The names are Beautiful and Playtime. And for the video, we're just going to be like playing at the park. and there's going to be a little baby in a trailer.
What is the beautiful one about?
Beautiful is about, like, I'm going to sing it to people who have Down syndrome. Everybody is beautiful.
That's true. That's great. So right now you're 6 years old. Are you in Los Angeles?
LA is shut down from the COVID. We're here in Colorado.
That's what I was going to ask you, because I think I saw something about Colorado. I was going to say, are you guys from Colorado?
We were from Colorado, but now we're from LA.
When you're 10 years old, what do you want to be doing?
Still acting, dancing, and singing.
So you're a dancer as well? Where'd you learn all your dance moves?
Just taught myself.
You just made them up yourself just to watching other people?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I do. Like, well, it's been a long time. I used to go dancing. You're like, God, I can't dance. All you have to do is copy somebody else. Pick five people. You watch one person do what he does or she does, and then look at another person. By that time, 3 minutes, the song's over. You're like, hey, I did pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you know what one of my favorite pictures of your Instagram is? When you're sitting there, you're holding your hair in your hand, and you're like,
oh, my God, yes. That was so funny. My mommy's hair.
I was wondering about that, because I'm like, that's not like the little beaded, braided hair. I go, that doesn't even look like it. Doesn't really match, but oh well, I'll just ask her about it and see what the deal with that is. Do you do any TikTok stuff?
Oh, no, no.
Yeah, me neither. It's too much. I can't.
I try to make it look like I do TikTok stuff on my iPad. I like go on camera and do a video, but I'm not actually on TikTok. I just make it feel like I'm a TikTok star.
And then what do you do with those videos?
Oh, just keep them.
So what would you like to do if you had your choice between acting, singing, and dancing?
Well, acting.
Or if you're in a theater production like a musical, you're acting, you're singing, and you're dancing. Is that something you're interested in, musical theater?
I did it before, so yes.
Yeah, what'd you do? What was the name of it?
You know, it was through Glendale Center Theater. It was a whole program that taught her the ins and outs of, it was voice lessons and acting go along with the whole thing. And they put on a whole production at Christmas time where they sang and danced and did the whole thing. So it was sort of a hodgepodge of different Christmas songs. She ended up doing a live performance too, but with COVID, everything got shut down. So it was different, but she did have a solo.
Right. Everyone always tries to get me to sing solo. They can't hear me. I have a voice that makes dogs howl, and I have a face for radio. That's why you don't see me live. Hey, so what made you get Aubrey into this business in the first place? Was it start off with a cooking show, or even before then?
Started with a cooking show.
Well, I mean, she's always been very advanced. She started reading when she was not even two.
Yeah, 1.5. Or probably one. Yeah.
And then it was, you know, we just sort of did a video of making French toast and just watching how well she took the direction and remembered what to say. And she was only 3. I really thought, wow, she really has a gift here for this.
That was a nice kitchen, too.
Thank you.
What is that one thing she made? What is that called? Frittatas? What is that called?
Frittata.
Frittata.
Okay, yeah. I don't know what it was, but it looks really good.
It was amazing. It's sort of like a quiche, but it doesn't have the crust, but it's just eggs, and we use turkey sausage and turkey bacon and cheese, and we put some tomatillo salsa.
Tomatilla.
Tomatillo?
Tomatillo.
It was delicious.
I know. Then the shrimp tacos. Those. Oh, my gosh.
They were so good.
You made me hungry last night. But here in my studio where I'm at, all I have is like frozen stuff. Oh, I know what was funny. You were making those pancakes and you said, that looks like a baby's butt.
Baby butt with some syrup on his butt.
I know, because I'm like, I go, what did she just say? And I went back and looked at it. I'm like, it kind of does. So when you get older, like, I know it's a long, long ways away. But when you're, say, like 20 years old, what do you think you're going to be doing?
I'd be like doing lots and lots and lots of shows and lots of dancing shows and acting shows and singing shows. And I have tons of more stuff that I want to be.
Like what?
A ballerina, gymnast, a motorcycle trike rider.
That's great. So are you taking all that now? Are you taking ballet now and dancing and stuff like that now?
No, I just do it. I just do it at home.
That's right. Why waste time with those classes if you're a natural, right?
Right.
Well, anything, you could just go online and like Google it and then...
You learn to tap dance on YouTube.
That's hard.
Yes.
For me, it's hard anyway. I don't know.
I did it with her. It's a tough thing, but she does amazing.
I know. I like on your videos, you always go, and the drum roll, please.
And like that.
Yeah, like that. Yeah, like that. Exactly like that. So on Instagram, what's your handle on Instagram?
I am Aubrey Scott.
You're Aubrey Scott?
I am Aubrey Scott, yes.
Oh, okay. I am Aubrey Scott. Anything else that you want to say about your career or anything else that you've done that we didn't talk about?
No, just watch for me.
Well, Aubrey, thank you so much for being on my show. Really appreciate you taking time out of your day to be on my show.
Thank you so much for letting me come.
We'll talk at you later. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, let's give it up for Aubrey Marie Scott. If you want more information, you can go find her on Instagram, I am Aubrey Scott. And if you want to check out all her birthday songs, it's Aubrey's Happy Birthdays. That's on Instagram. And of course, if you want to see all those amazing cooking shows, I'm going to warn you, you're going to get hungry. It's called Aubrey's World Network. Mother and daughter duo temporarily hanging out in Colorado until the COVID passes away. Then they're coming back to LA and she's going to start kicking butt and taking names. And we ain't talking about those pancake baby butts. We're talking about her and her mom coming back to LA and her becoming a serious actress. Let's everybody say good luck to Aubrey Marie Scott. We have so many amazing podcasts coming up. We have Victoria Faith Miller. She's not only a triple threat, she's a triplette. We have a tenor singer. His name is Patrick Stalinski. We have another superstar from Indonesia, Young Jovelyn Ashley, and we have a woman film director. Her name is Bonet, and she has a number one book on Amazon called Whispers. We also have a very famous actress from India. I won't give her name yet, but her first name is Christina. You do not want to miss that interview. So wherever you're listening to this number one podcast in performing arts, just subscribe, like, share, download, leave a comment or review. But let's just focus on iTunes for right now. Everybody, please go to iTunes right now and subscribe. Give me a 4 or 5-star review, whatever you think. And also leave a review or comment. I would super appreciate that. For this free podcast, I don't shake you down for any money. I do it all at my own expense and I don't ask a dime for anyone. I don't advertise. It's just a passion of mine and I love doing it. So do me a favor, go to iTunes, subscribe, and leave a review. Thank you so much for that. So I've been doing a little bit of extra work here in Los Angeles trying to get on the set so I can interview actors, but everyone has the COVID mask on and we have a social distance, but I've been getting featured. I got featured on Bob Hart's Abolisha. I got featured on Ted Danson's Mr. Mayor. And today I worked on the Kolinsky Method with Michael Douglas and Ducky from 2 and a Half Men. And I didn't get featured, but I got paid for 3 COVID tests and the day rate. So I made over $500 a day just being an extra and having fun while doing it. Now we're going to end this show with Aubrey Marie Scott's Big Dream. And here we go. That's Big Dream by Aubrey Marie Scott. We all have big dreams. What's your dream? I'm your host, Johnny Keith, and signing off for Actors 2020 podcast. We'll see you on the next episode. Bye-bye.